what a mean trick.
Yeah.
Of course, with this couple.
This boy here in town got married, and we took his wife, the bridegroom. Girls did someplace, and we took him, put him on a train, took him to Tullsville.
Oh, that was dirtier than the one we pulled. Where did you spend your honeymoon? What was the big event when you were a boy in the spring?
In the spring?
Yep.
Well, going swimming.
Well, something bigger than that. Maybe happened late in April, maybe in May, maybe even in June.
Oh, you mean getting Easter eggs?
No, bigger than that. The one that marked the official beginning of summer.
Hmm.
When you had no more school.
You mean school was out?
Yeah. What did you call that? Did you say school of what?
Oh, school closed.
And then what did you do in the winter, or in the fall?
School opened up.
Well, that was a sad day, wasn't it? Gosh, you always look forward to school starting, but always hated for it to come.
Yeah, school closed or school started.
And if a boy started to school in the morning, but went fishing instead,
he played hooky.
And let's see, you went to school for what? What purpose?
To learn.
Well, he's going to wear out the street. Well, to get...
get an education.
Uh-huh. And what did you call the first year in school?
Primary?
Uh-huh.
Primary school? Kindergarten?
Well, was it the first grade or the primer or?
First reader.
No.
Primer, yeah, the primer was there.
Was that the first year?
Primer?
Well, in other words, when you first went to school, you didn't start in the second grade, you started in the?
First grade. Well, you were in the kindergarten, but nowadays you're in the kindergarten before they start in the first grade.
They don't
use the old McGuffey's reader anymore.
You know, some schools are using that again.
Is that right?
Yep. I think it's they printed some copies of it, sold them out.
What do you know?
Went back to that old book. I liked the way it worked.
Okay.
I thought this progressive education might be all right, but it was time to go back to what was proven true. And after you finished school,
and you graduated?
Yeah, you might go over to Stillwater and go to
college.
And, here's one. Did you have a special word for a store where all kinds of cheap things were sold?
You know, racket store.
Mm. You getting tired?
Not too much. You've been talking too much again.
No, I keep you busy. And let's see, city buildings in town. What's the one that has all the free books?
Library.
And place where you used to get your mail?
Post office.
And place where you could spend the night?
Home.
Well, if you went into town.
Oh, you mean a hotel?
Uh-huh. And